This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 672. Improve IELTS listening skills with today's new resources.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll find out how to improve your ability to listen for numbers on IELTS with all new podcast recommendations and activities.
Hello, Lindsay. How's it going?
Hey there, Jessica. I am doing well, but I have a question for you today.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay.
What? Okay. Are you a numbers person or not so much a numbers person?
Totally not a numbers person. Definitely not. I've never been a math fan. Like, I could do it, but I thought it was so boring. I wanted all the classes about words and ideas, and like numbers I just found boring. You know what I mean? What about you? How do you feel about numbers?
Oh, numbers frustrate me. Because sometimes I think, oh, I'm going to get organized. I'm going to be really good with my numbers. And then I realize that if I make one tiny mistake, the whole thing is wrong. And that just makes me like throw my hands up and I'm like, forget it. I'm going back to language.
For real, though. And sometimes, like, I've really been, because it's still, like, the beginning of the year, right? And I'm doing a lot of thinking about, like, my finances lately, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just really planning ahead for the future, especially this year, right? Mm-hmm. But sometimes you could get too detailed with it, and it becomes such a time suck, because you're trying to add up things, like, down to the penny or something like that. And then eventually you're like, I just wasted the last hour on doing whatever additions. And how is this going to help me?
Right. And do you even need that information to be that specific, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Silly.
Okay. So we've established Lindsay and I are not huge fans of numbers. But as IELTS students, you guys need to know about numbers. But in what ways? Lindsay, where do numbers come up on the IELTS exam?
Well, all kinds of places. So we can see it in the listening. I mean, that's one thing specifically that our listener is asking us about today. I'd say that's the most important place to pay attention to when it comes to numbers.
Unless you're an academic student, and then task one, right?
Ooh, yeah, of course. Yes.
And really, the overarching important number is your score, right? We just had another 3Keys student, Warisa, post her scores in our Facebook group. Amazing.
Wow.
Lindsay, what was her overall?
Okay, so Risa's overall score was a 7. Amazing. Fantastic. This is so cool. So cool.
And that's exactly what she needed, right? And we told you about Thon last week. Thon, I hope I'm saying that right. I apologize. Thon, who got an overall 8, you know. That those are the numbers we're going for. Okay, but in order to achieve these amazing numbers, guys, dial it back to the details, to the small skills we need. And on the listening exam, you do need to be able to catch numbers that you're hearing.
Exactly. So I love that we had a student that actually asked in our Facebook group how to do this, right? That's why today's episode was inspired. And I will go ahead and ask that. I'll read that question out loud. Are you ready?
Perfect.
Okay.
Yes.
So the student says, "Dear Jessica Beck, could you please recommend me something that I could practice to improve my listening skill for numbers?" Yes.
Awesome.
So the question is, well, I just love that the student asked this question, that he's being proactive. He or she is being proactive, going out there, finding the information and taking control of his test.
Exactly, guys. I mean, you learn your gaps through practice, right? And then who do you go to when you need to fill those gaps, right? Like, what if this student was not in our course and he realizes, oh man, like I'm always getting these number answers wrong. Like this is something that, this is a mistake I'm repeating again and again. How can I improve this one specific, very detailed skill? Like how, who would he go to ask? So I'm really glad that he's in our course and he's already gotten his answer like a couple weeks ago. So done. Okay, so guys, let's build this out for you because this is a very important listening skill, being able to catch those numbers. What's the difference between 15 and 50? What, ooh, right? Like these are always the mistakes students make. So we need to be identifying and practicing understanding these numbers. So business and finance podcasts. I mean, this is a great resource.
Exactly. And, you know, while you're listening to the numbers, you're going to get some great information. You'll be working on also just listening in general.
Yeah.
And these are some great podcasts and TV shows and, you know, movies that you guys can check out. So let's go ahead and give our listeners the first resource.
Yeah. So the first one, and to be honest, this is the only one of these four I've listened to because Lindsay and I have recommended so many podcasts to you guys.
Clearly, we like podcasts.
We love podcasts. And we don't want to repeat ourselves. So we have all new recommendations for you guys today. So the first one is Startup. This is by Alex Bloomberg, who owns Gimlet Media. I love him. He was on This American Life, right? And then he started his own podcast empire and it's huge. That's where Science Versus is. Like so many good podcasts are there. So Startup, he actually hosts himself because he talks a lot about his own experience of starting Gimlet Media and he interviews people who have won and lost fortunes and been successful and not successful and then came back. So what is the experience of starting a brand, being an entrepreneur? So I have heard a couple episodes of that and it's really good.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And there's a lot of back episodes there. So you will not run out of content when it comes to Startup. So go there and check that one out. I like that one.
Hello, awesome listeners. Are you serious about increasing your IELTS scores this year? Get into 3Keys IELTS. We guarantee your IELTS scores will increase. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course or allearsenglish.com/coach for the whole course and classes with me. Yes. Great. And then another businessy one is Business Unusual. So even though I haven't heard this one, I would still recommend it. I still think it's going to be great because the host is actually one of the hosts of Shark Tank, right? Right, Lindsay?
Yes. The Shark Tank is, that's a great show. Once in a while, I'll catch that on TV and it's a really cool, because you definitely do hear, when you do watch Shark Tank, you hear those numbers. So that would be another thing to watch. But yeah, she's been on Shark Tank for a while now and she's an experienced business owner and now an investor and she'll be throwing out numbers. All kinds of numbers.
Oh, left and right.
Because she's a serious investor. Yes.
Totally. Okay, that's fantastic. So Business Unusual. So business and finance resources, but then also descriptions of history, right? Because there's going to be tons of numbers, even beyond dates, right? Just like statistics of population and percentages of whatever. So lots of numbers in history podcasts. So in the past, we recommended Revisionist History, which I still really like. What are a couple more history podcasts, Lindsay?
Well, I would recommend Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. So I've actually seen Dan Carlin speak at a couple of podcast conferences over the last couple of years, and he has a really unique show. His episodes, guys, are quite long. Like they can be up to 5 hours long. But I mean, it's kind of like being hugged by a good novel. Like it's not like you have to listen to it all at one time.
Yeah.
People come back to it, obviously. And it's something you could listen to coming back over a couple of weeks. And I think his whole thing is that he wants to make history accessible. He wants to make it, you know, approachable and a little less, I don't know, intimidating maybe. So maybe some of our listeners could really get into it. He's a very very open guy. Like he's a very normal guy. You know what I mean? Wears a baseball cap on the stage and he's not like a fancy academic. So
that's cool.
I think some of our listeners could relate.
I definitely have some friends that love this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, so I know that it's quality and it's really good. And just the name Hardcore in History, like even though I haven't chosen this yet to listen to, I've still come across the name on other podcasts.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like it's been around and established for a long time. And another name that it's on my list to listen to because some of my other favorite podcast hosts recommend it is The History Chicks. And just, you know, female power. I'm all about the women going out there and taking control. We've recommended some other podcasts that are along that line, and I'll link to them in the show notes for this episode, you guys. So come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and this is episode 671.
Yep.
Sorry, 672. And I'll link to some other podcast stuff, okay? But yeah, The History Chicks. Definitely check this one out. Lots of fun perspectives on established historical events, right? But getting a slightly different view on it, but still lots of numbers in there.
Yeah, so good. Guys, go and grab the resource that you think you'll identify with and go do it. I mean, the point is that this student is proactive, going after the information. You know, he's anticipating that there may be a challenge with listening on the listening test. And in our course, we do give you strategies to deal with that, but he wants to supplement that. And that's great. And this is how you can do it.
Totally. So the way to use these podcasts, guys, would be to actually listen a couple times. Now, if it's really long, like Hardcore History, obviously don't listen to it a couple times. Just maybe the first 20 minutes, right? Like he's like outlining some of the stats. Listen to the first 20 minutes a couple times. That's good. Mm-hmm. So you'll listen once and you'll write down the numbers you hear. And then you listen again and you write down their context or what they mean. So this will really train your brain to focus in and pay attention to those numbers.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. So guys, we want to know how this goes for you. So come back to our blog and let us know after you found a finance podcast or numbers podcast. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com/episodes, type 671. Is it 671 or 672?
672.
672 in the search bar and leave a comment.
Yes, definitely. Oh, awesome. Very cool.
Oh, and we do have a review contest going on right now.
I was just
going
to say, guys, you could also show us how you would use today's podcast and activities, what you liked, what else you want to hear on the show, ask us an IELTS question in a review because we're having a contest, guys. This ends at the end of February, so get in there now. Leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts, and we are going to choose one random reviewer to get a 15-minute level check with me so I could tell you where you're at in your IELTS preparation and how much longer you might want to study for before you can get your target score.
Yeah, that is going to be a super useful 15 minutes. So you guys want to be in the drawing, be in the running to have the possibility to win this, right? So leave your review for IELTS Energy. Again, every podcast app has a way for you to leave a review, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, whatever it is, leave us a review, guys.
Yes. Awesome. Fantastic. And if you know that you are ready to get into Three Keys IELTS because we guarantee your score will increase, go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. And then you can get those personal lessons with me as well.
All right. Sounds good, Jessica. We'll talk to you soon. This has been great.
Super fun. Great. All right, Lindsay. Have a good day.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.